anybody's name is.
Well, Nathan's Guntire.
Nathan Gunther.
Do you guys know that we're rolling?
Yeah. Oh, are
okay.
We?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Oklahoma Today podcast, y'all. I am web editor Greg Elwell here with editor-in-chief Nathan Gunner, research editor Kashia McCowan, and photo editor Megan Rossman. And we are ready for another week of bringing you the best Oklahoma has to offer. But first, the Oklahoma Today podcast is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com.
We have a second order of business.
We have two orders?
We have two orders of business.
We've never been this busy.
I know.
Someone needs to get on the drive-through window. It's, as we record this, it is our colleague Carly Ibarra's birthday. Mm. And so we want to wish Carly a happy birthday. And she's actually on the other side of that wall. And could probably hear us if we wish her a happy birthday, Carly!
Happy birthday!
I do not wish her a happy
birthday. That's going to break the speakers in people's cars, but that's okay. So, what's up today? We got Kashia here. Kashia's on podcast. This is exciting.
Yeah. Well, and we're part of the reason we are celebrating Happy Kashia Day is because... she will be putting together a new blog for us.
Yeah.
Every other week, Kashia is going to be talking. So, Kashia is originally from not here. Where are you from?
I am from Georgia.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
Wow.
Not just born.
In a place
born.
Called Carrollton, Georgia, actually. So, it's a small little town.
Right
outside
Atlanta.
Of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
And so, you've been in Oklahoma for just a couple of years now, right?
I moved here in 2012.
Okay. So that's much more than a couple of years.
A couple of years, yeah. More like a few.
But now that you're here on the editorial staff, and we're going to send you out to just discover all new Oklahoma, a lot of the stuff is new to you that we talk about.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
It's totally different from Georgia. So I've had to get used to a lot of things and get over a homesickness. So.
Sure, yeah. What's the biggest, what do you feel like is the biggest difference between here and Georgia?
The trees for me. There lots of trees in Georgia, and that's the first thing I notice when I go back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come here, it's like, where are all the trees?
Especially,
and of course, they're fewer now. Yeah.
Especially now they've been decimated by the...
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, that's one of the big things for me.
But you're going to be writing a blog kind of talking about your acclimation to Oklahoma and learning more about this state that is now your home.
Yes.
That we've kidnapped you and forced you to become an Oklahoman.
Yes.
This is exciting. So what is something since you came here that you've discovered about Oklahoma that you really liked? Like, is there a place you really love or a thing that you really enjoy?
Yes, Tomashi. I do like the variety of restaurants that are here. That is totally different from where I am from.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are a lot of things in Atlanta, but I don't live in Atlanta. I live in a little place called Carrollton. So living in the city, coming from, you know, the country to the city is totally different. So I've gotten to experience a lot of different things I didn't get to before.
I love that. Is there anything that you're, like, as you kind of embark on this project that you're like, I want to go do that? Like, that you haven't done yet, Oklahoma things, or?
I'll visit a lot of the state parks. That's one of the things. I did get to do something that I wanted to do, which was visit Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
Black Wall Street.
That's
so
cool.
That was...
You wrote a great story about Black Wall Street and the business owners there. That was really cool.
Yeah, and I got to meet Kamal Bell.
Yeah, from CNN.
Yeah, from CNN.
Cool.
So
I was going to say,
cool.
that was literally... about a year ago.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it popped up on the Instagram story, Rememories, thing. Rememories.
Rememories,
it's,
whatever.
It's cool. I'm the social media manager. I know things.
I don't care what anyone's name is.
So, yeah, that was a fun thing that I got to do. Going to Quartz Mountains, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I love Quartz Mountains.
I do, too. Which is a state park again.
And
they're renovating the lodge.
And Broken Bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Broken Bow was fun
for me. Man. There's parts of Georgia that look like McCurtain County, like the hills and the trees. And that's more Georgia-esque than like here. Yeah.
I would say, Hochatown is a part of Oklahoma that is very beautiful and also does not necessarily look like it's in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like the people who live there.
Kind of like Kenton, like Black Mesa.
Yeah, that. Very New Mexico. Oh, yeah.
See, I've never been there, and I want to go there, too.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll
better
see.
Get ready for some driving.
it's a long drive.
It's a fur it is, piece.
It's so worth it. It's so fun
it
up
is,
there.
It's cool out there.
Yeah, and we've got Megan on the show today because Megan kind of has the same story, except longer ago, you're a native Washingtonian.
Yes.
Is that it? Is that the word Washingtonian?
Washingtonianite.
I mean, what people from Washington usually don't like identify as Washingtonians. You know, like that's what I am.
Yeah, from the Seattle area originally, and you came to Oklahoma in 2001.
No, I think it's 2003.
Okay.
I've been here for a long time. But yeah, I go back every year to Washington and I enjoy that. But I didn't get to go this year, of course, because COVID has, you know...
Wait, what?
It has destroyed all of my travel plans, so...
Well, so what is something that you remember from when you first moved to Oklahoma that is sort of an indelible experience? He says, queuing you up.
Well, Greg, I do remember I think it was the second day that I was here. My sister-in-law at the time had moved down here as well, and we're all living at my parents' house on this second day, and I was awoken at noon. Don't judge. Like, I was awoken at noon by screaming in the laundry room because my sister-in-law, the tornado sirens were going off, and my sister-in-law was cowering behind the washing machine. And I went outside, and it was, like, you know, 75 degrees and totally sunny. And I was like, I don't know a lot about tornadoes, but I don't think there's one coming. it looks pretty calm out here.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is not unstable. And so that's, and then I also remember that same day my dad driving us around and we had the windows down in the car and I was just like, is it ever going to stop being this windy? And he was like, no. it is always this windy. So I just, the wind is definitely. Mm-hmm.
Another reason we need more trees.
Yeah, it is a defining characteristic of Oklahoma. It is just always, there's just always something blowing here.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they haven't written a song about it, wind sweeping across the plains or anything.
I know,
like that.
It really sounds like
it's,
a good
but
one.
But if they would only do that, then maybe it wouldn't surprise people who moved to Oklahoma so much. Like if it had been like since the 50s, if people had been singing about
the 40s, in fact.
Okay.
No, but I mean, I don't know that there's a way to prepare for that, though. You
know? Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like the first time you ever, like, go to New York or something, right? Like, you're like, okay, I knew it was crowded, but I didn't. Like, you have to almost be standing in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, something like that. So, to know both of you guys, like, what was one idea you had about Oklahoma before you came that you're like, oh, that's not really true? Like, that's not really what it is.
Oh, everybody has cows in their yard.
Yes,
okay.
That's what I was gonna say.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no! Yeah, I remember telling my mom, or when my parents were moving here, I was like, "Well, you might as well buy a farm if you're moving to Oklahoma," because surely everything must be a farm. And so I was like, I was sending them all sorts of like real estate listings for like, oh, here's a place. I don't even remember where this was now. I think it was probably very far from Edmond, which is where they moved. But it was just like, this place has like 5 acres. It'd be perfect for all our cows.
That we're definitely going to have.
I was like, man, if I'm moving to Oklahoma, I want to have some barn animals, but, like, it never happened.
Well, but your brother and sister-in-law have chickens now.
They do, yeah. And they've had pigs, and they've had a donkey, and they've had a sheep, but...
So it's not like this was completely wrong.
Well, I never...
And you have various urban wildlife living in your home, so...
I live with possums and raccoons, so I guess I...
Let's hope your landlord is listening.
So she, you also knows. Thought that everyone was going to be just milking cows in the morning,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. When I came out here, I was like, what am I going to do in Oklahoma? Yeah. And so after I got here and friends called me, they're like, what are you doing out there? Like milking cows or something? Riding horses.
It's so funny, like the hostility, right? Like I remember when I moved to North Carolina for college, like within a week, someone literally was like, what's even there?
Yeah.
What do you even have there? Like, what's even there? Like, yeah, angrily. Uh-huh. And I'm like, did Oklahoma wrong you at some point? Like, you're so angrily asking me what's in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. When I told somebody I was moving here to go to college when I was still in Washington, they're like, are you getting a master's degree in the banjo?
Wow. So, we should all be so lucky as to have a master's degree in banjo.
Where do they teach that? Like, I've got my bachelor's.
I haven't
gone for an MFA in banjo yet.
UCO maybe?
I can say like a master's degree in the banjo would probably be a lot more impressive than, you know, journalism.
We all hang our heads in shame.
We have no skills. Funny.
Being a journalist is a lot like is pretty much just admitting to yourself that if the zombie apocalypse comes, no one's gonna let you be in their party.
No. I would make a great if the zombie apocalypse comes, I think I'd make a great roast. Like I will be eaten early.
Yeah.
I have no skills in a non-technologically advanced
society. Is that why
society.
You had the recipe for the Oklahoma's best chili tattooed on your back?
Exactly.
So it's just like, in case of emergency, open back, cook chili.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You need to...
Welcome back to Oklahoma Today's Cannibalism
Podcast. Welcome back
podcast.
To the podcast presented by...
Wong Pig.
that's so funny. So, but what about... one of the things that I always love, people always... Like, when I'm out of state or whatever, like, I find that the conversation when it turns to Oklahoma, which it does weirdly a lot, like, if I go out of state and I'm hanging out with people or whatever, like, for some reason people tend to have a lot of questions about Oklahoma. They don't know a lot about it, but, like, the history is something that always fascinates people. So, like, have you guys learned anything historically that you're like, I mean, I know there's a ton of Oklahoma history that it's like, why did we not learn this?
Oklahoma is, like, the Australia of the United States when it comes to its founding.
I've never heard that comparison, but that's interesting.
Reading, just when I read about the history, I am just like, I cannot believe how depraved the people who founded this state were. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, just lawlessness and, you know, like people hiding in the woods and...
Well, like Beer City, which we just had a story about.
Total anarchy. I mean, I know probably it just for that period, a lot of the Western states are going to be, it's the same thing, but it's just interesting to me to hear about. Just all these crazy people that made Oklahoma what it is today.
It's so interesting, isn't it? How the country grew so much faster than its infrastructure, and it left so many people in a situation where there wasn't a lot. Like they had to really make their own way. There wasn't anyone coming to help them.
No, yeah. I know. I just recently came from 9 days of not having electricity, and
brag.
And I am like, wow, I thank God I did not live in Pi. I am not a hardy person. Yeah. Like,
this is why we don't ever, it's in our style book in the magazine. Readers probably don't know this, but our style book in the magazine says don't refer to the past as a simpler time.
Yeah.
Because it was hard. It wasn't simpler in any way. Mm-hmm. We have the simple lives comparatively. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's interesting. Shio, you must have learned some, like, really fascinating stuff when you were working on Greenwood. Like, what was that
like? Oh, yeah. Well, being from Georgia, I've heard about the stories or whatever about Greenwood and the whole massacre or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we were always told that we've always heard that the Trail of Tears ran through Georgia, but we never knew the history behind that. So when I moved here, I was able to dive more into that story.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot about that time in history.
Yeah.
Just being here.
I know, like, you know, there were Trails of Tears that ended in Tulsa, for example. And that's how Tulsa was founded. So, you know, at the end.
Yeah.
Of one of those
so just
trails.
To learn that those people came from, you know, that part of the country to here, that was crazy to me. Yeah. It was very interesting.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. I was thinking yesterday about...
I've learned a lot more about Native Americans living here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very, like, the Comanches or, like, Quanah Parker.
Oh, yeah.
I just drawn. Yeah.
I remember when I first came to work here, the magazine had just done that big feature about Quanta Parker, and you and Steffi had just read Empire of the Summer Moon,
mm-hmm.
which was such a good book.
Yeah, it really,
really intense
was.
About Quanta Parker. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I just, like I... Did I just say I just finished reading Killer Flowers?
You did not, but that's a good segue.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the best books I've read in a long time. So I highly recommend that if you have not read Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah. That's fun.
More very interesting local history.
Yeah. I'm always surprised. I mean, I grew up here, but I'm always surprised by the food. I think it's because we're working on the food issue right now.
Oh, that's queso. Yeah. That was something.
Free queso at Mexican restaurants.
That was something that when I first moved here, I was like, what is this bowl of cheese that they've brought me? I'm not going to turn it down, but I was just like, do I have to pay for this? Why have they brought me this cheese? I had never,
eyeing it
for
suspiciously.
For me, it was tamales. Oh. I didn't know what tamales were at all. So when I moved here and I was on the south side, closer to Meridian, there was a lady that came to our house and she was like, well, it was a Hispanic lady, and she was like, tamales? And I really don't know what that is, so whatever. So she kept saying it over and over and over, tamales, tamales. And I was like, no, I don't want any tomatoes. Thank you.
Oh.
It was hard. I was like, I told my husband about it, and he was like, she was offering you tamales, which is a Mexican dish that they, I had no idea what tamales were.
Oh, huh, interesting. Did you finally get to try them?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love a good tamale. Yeah. They're delicious. Yeah, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, did they not have southern tamales in Georgia?
Where I'm from, no. I didn't have that.
Yeah, because I remember going to Mississippi I don't know what states, but I know southern, tamales are a thing in the South.
Oh.
It's a southern-specific tamale. I can't remember.
Ooh.
It's like hot tamales.
We're going to have to. Right. No, but not the candy.
Yeah.
Although those are quite delicious, too.
My parents ordered a 5-pound bag of it during quarantine. I don't care if I never see another hot tamale ever again.
Are you kidding me?
Why do parents like the worst candies?
Well, I mean, I like hot tamales, but I've had too many. Yeah.
The
worst
candies?
Yeah, hot tamales, they're so cinnamon candies. No, thank you.
I'll take them over Mike and Ike's any day.
No, I don't. I would take, I like Mike and Ike's better because they're fruity.
Okay, this is about to get violent, so I think that we should talk about some of the cool events going on around the state and try to crack each other up in the meantime.
Okay.
Because that is what we do.
They say the best things in life are free, but I believe the best things in life are actually the frequently asked questions sections on local websites. So, even if you're not particularly interested in trying a triple axle into a sow cow at the Broken Arrow Ice Rink, open from November 13th to January 4th, you'll definitely want to stop by the FAQ portion of baicerink.com. Not only will you learn about the prices, general admission is $12, including skate rental, but you'll also see this question, is the ice real? And the answer, yes, our ice really is frozen water. Bless you, Broken Arrow Ice Rink. Bless you.
Okay, Carly and I had a conversation in the car the other day about ice skating because it matters. The question I want to know on that FAQ page is, are they the rollerblade type of ice skates or that support your ankles, or are they the shoes that you just lace up and they have blades on the bottom? Because one is vastly superior.
Okay.
Just putting that out there.
Oh, all right. I'll get back to you.
I'm speaking that into
for
the
next week's
and hoping that it
podcast.
Will come to exist. All right. Well, yesterday, November 8th, was National Steam Day, and so this whole week is going to be filled with good, steamy fun. If you're confused, wondering why we need to spend a whole week celebrating hot saunas, riverboats, and tea kettles, well, that might be because you misheard me. Duh. We're not celebrating water vapor. We're celebrating science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math, the fields of study that make up the acronym STEAM. And in celebration of STEAM Week, the Girl Scouts of Western Oklahoma have launched Geekapalooza 2020, a virtual event for the whole family that lasts through November 13th. Families are invited to take part in two daily workshops at 4 and 5 p.m. Admission is $12. And each workshop comes at the end of a school day, so you can easily work it into the day of online learning with your kids, which is cool. Each workshop also comes with a project, and they will send you a list of supplies. It's just like household things around your house to kind of gather up to work on each project. And the best part is, no matter how many people in your house are going to attend, you only have to buy one ticket. So it's $12 for the whole family. It's online. You don't have to go anywhere. It's educational. It's fun. It's a wonderful time. And who doesn't love some steam? So full steam ahead.
I'm glad you explained that, because I was just like, why is there a day dedicated to steam?
See, I don't want to confuse.
Oh my gosh. I was going to be like, wow, I've never heard a more condescending calendar item, and then it turns out, nope, it was necessary.
Yeah, no, it was necessary. Also, I would like to point out that that was really hard to write without sounding dirty.
Yes. Okay. You had a lot more to say about your event than you're about to hear about mine. I feel inadequate.
You are more than adequate. You're super adequate.
Well, we'll see. If you yearn for the days before electricity and penicillin...
LOL. Not after last week.
Well, Okmulgee has a rendezvous for you. Hardy and hardened local men will be showing visitors how to shoot arrows, start fires with flint and steel, craft leather, blacksmith, and throw knives and hawks. Which I am not sure what hawk throwing is.
Throwing birds, right?
Well, I
think it's
maybe...
tomahawks.
Oh, that could be. I was picturing them just tossing hawks, birds into the sky.
That was so funny. Greg had to get up out of his seat and walk into the meditation corner.
Okay, throwing knives and tomahawks. Let's assume that's what they'll be doing.
Moggy, if you guys are throwing birds, I need you to call us, because I want to be there.
Email us at okteapod@travelok.com.
Conceivably, you could take a bird and throw it into the air, and then it would fly, with doves. You know, I thought maybe it was going to be something like that. Okay.
That's funny. I was picturing holding them like lawn darts. You know? Okay.
Just tossing them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So the Dripping Springs
like a
run.
John Woo movie. Just
a very weird one. Very weird. Yeah.
Well, you know how people get with reenactments.
Well, I don't know, but this sounds like fun. So continue telling us about it.
There's some weird things going on at the medieval
fairs. And you thought
fairs,
this wasn't
going
to be long enough.
Yeah, well, okay, so they're out there throwing knives and hawks, tomahawks, I assume. But, yeah, so the Dripping Springs Rendezvous brings hard times back to the plains from November 13th to the 14th with food, gifts, music, and more. For more information, call 918-759-9933 and ask them about the hawk throwing.
That's awesome. Dripping Springs is beautiful, too.
It
like,
is,
it's a cool
yeah.
area to go out to. It's really pretty.
I think it would probably be a lot of fun to see all these guys doing their their manly man, old-fashioned stuff.
My grandparents lived in Okmulgee the whole time I was growing up, and there's like a spillway out there, like this old, have you been by there? The WPA, the rock?
I have seen
out at Okmulgee Lake, also a very fun place
Monkey
to go.
Lake?
Okmulgee Lake.
Oh, okay. I feel like my mom right now.
You got a
now.
Zoo mind right now. Everything is a different animal. All right, Shia, you're up.
Oh, Lord. Y'all leave the most basic events for me. So this is about to be
New
real
girl.
Like simple.
New
what?
Girl.
Yes. There are many ways to celebrate Christmas, and what better way is there to make a scenic drive to southeastern Oklahoma to see all the lights? Mm. Poteau Chamber of Commerce is having its annual Christmas display, and instead of making a long drive for a hit and miss show of lights in your local neighborhoods, you can visit Wister Lake State Park for an unforgettable night. Query Island is getting lit for the holidays, and you won't want to miss it. Donations are accepted and goes towards the repairing and installation of new lights. It's running through November 13th through December 25th, and you can call 918-647-9178 for more information.
I'm telling you, put Lake Wister State Park on your list of places to go. Those cabins, those views.
The view from them
are
like,
amazing.
And I think all of those cabins have like a sunrise view over the lake. And it is beautiful.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. And that light show is legit
and,
cool.
Yeah, and
I
you
like
can
that.
Do
nice.
Some serious bird watching. You can see some hawks
Me
out there.
Me and our photographer, Lori Duckworth, got up at 5 a.m. one time to go look for bald eagles at Lake Wister State Park.
We didn't
find a single one. But we did have a good time because Poto's right there. And then you get to go to Warehouse Willie's and all. Poteau's a great town.
Nice.
Those of us in the Oklahoma Tourism Department who are supposed to take pictures of bald eagles never find them.
No, we have a challenge. If any bald eagle are listening, would you please come and pose for
just,
us?
Just email us at oktpod@travelok.com.
Yes,
thanks, exactly right. Yeah, but seriously, that's a good one, because Poto and Worcester, man, I love that. That's a
oh,
really
you
good
can
one.
Go to there are all sorts of places.
Hevner's right there. You can go to Hevner.
Yeah, there's Warehouse Willie's if you want to get a steak.
Yep, there's that really good coffee shop in Poto that I can't remember the name of now.
I did go to Cakes and More out there.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
She had some really good pastries and cakes.
I love Poto.
You can sleep in a train car or something out there, too, isn't
there? There's a restaurant in a train car.
Oh,
in
is
Hevner.
That what it
yeah.
is? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one that I wrote about?
No, that was in our very first Food Worth the Drive in 2014.
Oh, okay. We should celebrate 4th and 9th anniversaries more often. Look, 50's a big deal, no doubt, but you can't cross that threshold without making it through 49 first. That's why we're so excited. All of you have to say yay now.
This is why we need Steam Week.
That's why we're also excited about the 49th annual Carter County Arts and Crafts Festival and Food Fair.
Carter County, famously named after Beyonce Carter Knowles.
That's
and
right.
Jay-Z.
Yep. It's November 13th and 14th at the Hardy Murphy Coliseum in Ardmore. With more than 100 vendors and several food booths, it's a great way to knock out your holiday shopping while supporting local makers. Admission is free, but parking is $4 per car. Time to load up the Oklahoma Today staff stretch Hummer Zine, boss.
We don't have one of those.
What?
We can all get in my Jeep.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
That's it. We're done. Thanks for listening to the Oklahoma Today podcast. Go
you
ahead.
Survived another episode,
you did
listeners.
It.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you don't mind, and maybe turn to the person next to you and physically force them to subscribe as well. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, would you mind rating us 5 stars and leaving us a glowing review about how the Oklahoma Today podcast saved your life during the war? It's a big help for us. If you have any questions or comments, send them to oktpod@travelok.com. That goes also for any hawk throwers or eagles.
What if we just invented a new sport?
Oh, no. I don't want to encourage people to throw them. They're, you know, they're noble.
They're too majestic. They're too big for that.
Yeah. They don't. It's undignified.
And if you haven't already, and you really should be, go to oklahomatoday.com/subscribe. Make sure you don't miss an issue of our magazine. And then stick around on oklahomatoday.com as our own Kashia McCowan will be doing a semi-regular blog about all the things she's learning about being in Oklahoma.
That's right. We're excited about
that.
It's going to be so good.
Thanks, everybody. We will talk to you next time.
I'm so tired.